I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Protests, bombings, shootings, and embassy attacks highlight the chaotic situation in the Muslim world today. What does it mean for evangelism? Middle East expert Robert Williams with Pioneer says,
I think God is shaking these nations through unrest and disturbances. For some of the Muslims that are there, the majority populations, I think it is opening up them up to the gospel because they're seeing the hard and dark side of majority religion. And they're wondering, is this really what I want to believe in?
Next, the World Health Organization says Southeast Asia, the world's rice bowl, has the largest population of hungry people in the world. That's where Gospel for Asia comes in. Through their Bridge of Hope programs, child sponsors like you help provide things like vitamins, lacking in a child's diets, to preserve eyesight. The teams also share the hope of Christ. It's about conquering blindness, physically and spiritually. Want to know more? MissionNetworkNews.org. And in Washington, D.C., the Angels in Adoption program connects families with policymakers to discuss the issues of adoption. Wendy Mathias says two Buckner International families recently shared their stories with Texas congressmen.
It's really good for the members of Congress to hear this because they do get a little cut off from day-to-day living.
Hearing from constituents often spurs policymakers to make improvements. Pray that God gives them wisdom. Did you know that in the U.S., over 400,000 kids are in foster care? Join us in praying for kids who need a home.
Just as we need a Father God daily in our lives, these kids need a mom and a dad daily in their lives.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard Muslims are coming to Jesus? As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions, 23 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.